In the 18th century, it was hard cider, not beer, that Americans drank. Even children were given hard cider with breakfast and dinner. That changed well before Prohibition, and hard ciders all but disappeared from the American palate. David Williams is a professor of English at George Mason University and a connoisseur of all things cider. He laments the demise of this drink that quenched the thirst of our founding fathers. How do you know that it was so widely consumed in very early America?
Oh, every indication, diaries, reports, stories, talks about how people consumed tankards full, gallons full. Towns made 10,000 barrels of this stuff a year. When the Pilgrims first left Plymouth, England, they had cider on their mind. They brought with them little apple saplings, and 3 days out of Plymouth, they hit a storm, and a great beam of the Mayflower cracked. And Bradford says in his History of Plymouth Plantation that they almost turned back and gave up the enterprise, but they remembered they had a great screw in the hold that they were taking with them, and they used this great screw to hold up the beam and managed to make it all the way to the New World. Now, some historians, being intellectuals, like to think that this was a printing press. But those of us who are from New England know darn well that this was a cider press.
Where did they get the apples to make the cider when they first stepped off the ships?
When they got off the ship, the first thing they did was to plant little apple saplings. Now, it took 2 or 3 years for them to start getting apples. But even 10 years later in Boston, when the much more intellectual Puritans landed under John Winthrop, the first thing he did, and he records this in his diary, was to plant apple trees. So that apples for cider making was part of the culture, particularly part of that New Englandy Anglo wasp culture.
So did Johnny Appleseed go around sowing apple seeds in anticipation of hard cider making?
Absolutely. Now, Johnny Appleseed, Jonathan Chapman, was from Massachusetts, and like a lot of those old Yankees, he was a mystical religious nut. He was actually a Swedenborgian, and what he was doing was taking Swedenborgian tracts on religion to people in the Midwest so that they would be converted to his religion, and he got introductions to their homes by giving them apple saplings. And some people have gone back and analyzed sort of the remains of the old trees that were supposedly from him and found that they were all cider apples, not eating apples or baking apples or something like that. And you read in the diaries of these guys all the time, John Adams drank a tankard of hard cider every morning.
Segment 1.
In the 18th century, it was hard cider, not beer, that Americans drank. Even children were given hard cider with breakfast and dinner. That changed well before Prohibition, and hard ciders all but disappeared from the American palate. David Williams is a professor of English at George Mason University and a connoisseur of all things cider. He laments the demise of this drink that quenched the thirst of our founding fathers. How do you know that it was so widely consumed in very early America?
Oh, every indication, diaries, reports, stories, talks about how people consumed tankards full, gallons full. Towns made 10,000 barrels of this stuff a year.
Segment 2.
When the Pilgrims first left Plymouth, England, they had cider on their mind. They brought with them little apple saplings, and 3 days out of Plymouth, they hit a storm, and a great beam of the Mayflower cracked. And Bradford says in his History of Plymouth Plantation that they almost turned back and gave up the enterprise, but they remembered they had a great screw in the hold that they were taking with them, and they used this great screw to hold up the beam and managed to make it all the way to the New World. Now, some historians, being intellectuals, like to think that this was a printing press. But those of us who are from New England know darn well that this was a cider press.
Segment 3.
Where did they get the apples to make the cider when they first stepped off the ships?
When they got off the ship, the first thing they did was to plant little apple saplings. Now, it took 2 or 3 years for them to start getting apples, but even 10 years later in Boston, when the much more intellectual Puritans landed under John Winthrop, the first thing he did, and he records this in his diary, was to plant apple trees. So that apples for cider making was part of the culture, particularly part of that New Englandy Anglo wasp culture.
So did Johnny Appleseed go around sowing apple seeds because of In anticipation of hard cider making?
Absolutely.
Segment 4.
Now, Johnny Appleseed, Jonathan Chapman, was from Massachusetts, and like a lot of those old Yankees, he was a mystical religious nut. He was actually a Swedenborgian, and what he was doing was taking Swedenborgian tracts on religion to people in the Midwest so that they would be converted to his religion, and he got introductions to their homes by giving them apple saplings. And some people have gone back and analyzed sort of the remains of the old trees that were supposedly from him and found that they were all cider apples, not eating apples or baking apples or something like that. And you read in the diaries of these guys all the time, John Adams drank a tankard of hard cider every morning.